morning, I'm honored to welcome Ambassador Ron Dermer, Israel's ambassador to the United States. Ambassador Dermer is a Florida native. In addition to being an author, the ambassador has served as Israel's Minister of Economic Affairs in the United States. He also previously served as a senior advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Joining the ambassador today in his official capacity is the Consul General of Israel in the Midwest, Aviv Ezra. I want to welcome our guests from Israel, a nation that is a partner with Iowa in trade, research, and the noble pursuit of democracy. When she was under attack in recent years, the Iowa House proudly stood up for our friends in Israel, not just with words, but also legislation. The people of Iowa join the people in Israel in the hope of peace and prosperity for all. Please join me in welcoming Ambassador Ron Dermer and our friends from Israel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Representative Baxter, and thank you, Speaker Upmeyer, for giving me the honor of addressing you and your colleagues this morning. And what I was told this morning is the first ever visit to Iowa by a sitting Israeli ambassador to the United States. Frankly, it would be an honor for me to address the People's House in any of the 50 states in this great country. But it is truly a unique honor to address the House of the Hawkeye State because of the unique role Iowa has long played in determining the future of America. America is Israel's greatest ally in the world. And I know that the alliance between our two countries ultimately rests on the support of the American people. And outside your capital in Washington, D.C., I can think of no better place to thank the American people for their support of Israel than right here in Des Moines. Thank you for 70 years of moral support that began the day Israel declared its independence in 1948, when it took President Truman all of 11 minutes to recognize our newly established state. Thank you for providing my country with critical economic assistance and loan guarantees during difficult times when we needed it most. Thank you for a half century of providing Israel with the tools we have needed to defend ourselves by ourselves against any threat. Tools which today include the F-35 fighter jet and the Iron Dome missile defense system, whose development America has generously helped finance. Thank you for so often being a light in the darkness by standing up for Israel and for the truth at the United Nations. Thank you, especially you, for standing up to a new anti-Semitism by rejecting a BDS movement that discriminates against the world's only Jewish state. And thank you for helping Israel forge a lasting peace with Egypt and Jordan, and with working with Israel to advance peace with all our neighbors. Ladies and gentlemen, over the past 70 years, under both Democrat and Republican administrations, with strong support on both sides of the aisle in Congress, and with the overwhelming support of the American people, the alliance between our two countries has grown stronger and stronger. I am proud to tell you that today, the alliance between America and Israel is stronger than ever. And I am confident that our alliance will get even stronger in the years ahead. In fact, I believe that Israel will be the most important ally of the United States in the 21st century. Now that sounds like a strong statement coming from the ambassador of a country only 1/7 the size of Iowa that has fewer than 9 million citizens. But I believe it is true for several reasons. First, we share interests, interests that begin with security. For the foreseeable future, some of the most dangerous security challenges facing the United States will unfortunately continue to emanate from the Middle East. interest is technology. The 21st century is a century of knowledge in which our prosperity is being driven primarily by our ability to innovate. Well, there are two great centers of innovation in the world today. One is to the west of here in Silicon Valley. The second is to the east of here in Israel. In the coming decades, Israel's value as America's most important technology partner will only grow in agriculture, something you know a lot about here in Iowa, in water, in healthcare, autonomous vehicles, artificial intelligence, and so many other areas. The statistic that I think most powerfully demonstrates Israel's disproportionate value as a partner in technology is what is happening in cyber. Israel accounts for about 0.1% of the world's population. But in the last 2 years, Israel has accounted for 20% of global private investment in cybersecurity. That means in cyber, Israel is punching 200 times above its weight. That's even impressive here in Iowa that knows something about punching above your weight. And Israel has only begun to scratch the surface of our potential. There is a reason America's leading technology companies, the Intels and Ciscos, the Microsofts and the Googles, and dozens of others have R&D centers in Israel. They want to tap into our remarkable culture of innovation to position themselves to continue to lead the world in the next century. And there is a reason why, in a few days' time, if all goes well, Israel is poised to join the United States, Russia, and China as the only countries to successfully land a space capsule on the moon. Because when it comes to Israel, even the sky is not the limit. But ladies and gentlemen, my confidence in the future of our alliance comes from my appreciation that it is rooted in something even deeper than shared interests. It is also rooted in shared values. The idea that all are created in the image of God, that no one is above the law, that compassion for the most vulnerable is a sacred obligation. Ideas which have been a moral compass for generations of Americans were ideas first championed thousands of years ago by the prophets of the Jewish people, and which today are fused into the national identity of the Jewish state. In a Middle East where women are often treated like property, where ancient Christian communities and other minority populations have been decimated, where gays are hanged from cranes in town squares, Israel stands out as a beacon of humanity and decency. I have no doubt that our shared values will continue to bring America and Israel closer together. But as a proud son of America, I know that there is something even beyond shared interests and values that goes to the very heart of the unique alliance between our countries. I know that America and Israel are not merely countries. We are causes. America has long been what Lincoln called the last best hope on earth, a beacon of opportunity for people across the world, carrying the torch of freedom for all humanity and entrusted by history with securing liberty's future. Israel is the hope of the Jewish people, offering opportunity for all our citizens, Jews and non-Jews alike, safeguarding freedom in the darkest region on earth, and entrusted by history with securing the Jewish future. America and Israel are two promised lands, two shining cities on a hill, two great causes. And these causes imbue each country with a deep sense of purpose and a deep sense of solidarity. That is why from New York to California, from Texas to Iowa, so many million Americans support Israel in a way they support no other country in the world. And that is why Israelis mourn America's tragedies and rejoice in America's triumphs as perhaps no other country in the world does. I believe that to truly appreciate the unique alliance between America and Israel, must appreciate what having such a sense of purpose means to both countries. Those who don't share this sense of purpose, or who are too cynical to even believe in a sense of purpose, will never truly appreciate the power of the friendship between America and Israel. But this sense of purpose is bigger than any leader or any issue. It is the DNA of both countries, and it is the bedrock of our unique alliance. That is why I am so proud to serve as Israel's ambassador to the United States. And that is why I am as confident as ever that the best days of our great alliance still lay ahead. May God bless the people of Iowa, and may God bless